Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, ladies, when someone buys you a drink at a restaurant, do you have to talk to them?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think you shouldn't accept the drink if you don't plan on speaking with them.
Most women said that you do not have to say thank you or anything. Like, just, yeah, which is kind of interesting because some women say, hey, you know what? They feel guilty if they don't say something.
Here's the thing. Don't accept the drink. I understand you don't owe anyone anything, but when you accept the drink, now you have incurred a debt.
What?
You have accepted that. No one thinks they're getting something for nothing. If you get something and someone gives it to you, there is a good chance that it comes with strings attached. Don't accept things unless you want to find out what the strings are.
But it's rare when someone's just buying you something without you asking.
But in a bar, this is not uncommon, and everyone knows exactly what it means.
Okay, so a restaurant, you know, you think about that. It's kind of funny. 90% of guys expect women to say something to them if they have bought them a drink.
Now, what if you say, if I accept this drink, what do you expect back?
Well, okay.
Can I accept it and say thank you and walk away?
You get a mediator.
That's okay, fine, as long as you ask before you do it. But if you take it, you know they wanted to talk with you.
What are the terms of this drink?
Yeah. And women said that, you know what, a lot of times it'd be best to buy them an appetizer instead of a drink.
Mozzarella sticks. You're never going to go wrong with that.
They may say thank you at that point if you buy them an appetizer. And it costs about the same amount of money. But, you know, and I was thinking about this. I'm like, what if you did that at other restaurants? Like, you know, you're at a, let's say you're at a KFC or something. You see somebody from across the room. Like, send that little lady over a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken on me.
Or at least a pot pie.
That'd be kind of funny, you know? And I think that's a good little gimmick right there. You're at a Starbucks, you know? You look across the Starbucks, you know, lounge there.
Get that girl a cake pop. I got it.
Olive Garden, give her that unlimited breadsticks.
Yeah.
Just add that to my check.
They're like, did you want to add the Alfredo? No, just the breadsticks.
I can't think of any other, maybe, you know, you're at Target or something. And it's like somebody swiping their goods and like, I'll get that one for you, little lady. Just grab it from her. But it's funny that you don't see that more often in other places.
And it's usually a drink. Like you said, it's nothing else. What if you just send a glass of tea over?
Yeah.
Give that girl some unsweet tea, please.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess there is a motive.
So of course there's a motive.
They'll loosen up to like you. Is that what it is? They need a little liquid courage to actually go out with you.
Yeah.
That's what bars are. People imbibe in alcohol to loosen up, have fun, and open up some of those social barriers that they might have if they were completely sober.
Yeah. Okay. And get your mind off work.
Okay. But a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken can do that too, you know?
No, not really.
It doesn't loosen you. Well, I guess it don't. You got to unbutton your pants after that.
There's nothing more romantic than smacking on that bone, making eye contact with someone across the room.
With that drumstick gnawing on it.
If you buy me a bucket, I'm going to bring it over and sit down with you.
Okay. Funny. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
These days, it's hard to save up enough cash to have any to matter, but a lot of people uncomfortable with banks. I've heard stories now. I don't know if you've seen these or not, but it's definitely happening in Britain. I've also heard of it happening in the United States, where someone goes to get money out of their bank account. The bank asks them what they want the money for, and then the bank tells them, no, that's not an approved use for your money, or we don't trust you that you're not getting scammed, or we just don't think this is a good reason for you. And this is, I've seen videos of this in Britain where they were trying to get money out to buy like a motorcycle and they didn't trust that's what they were actually, they're afraid they're going to use it for something illegal, so they won't give it to them.
You know, maybe I need that. Yeah, I think I might need that.
Yeah.
Well, some people are reacting to this by wanting to put their cash away and store it in their home somewhere safe. Which can be risky because, you know, first of all, you always wonder if your home burns down, that money is gone.
Yeah.
But there are some places you also want to hide it in case criminals come in.
Well, you hear old people, they'd bury it with a, you know, in a mason jar in a backyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they're out there with a metal detector. Where did I put that?
My granny had $3,000 in her panty drawer.
Wow.
When she passed away.
And you were the one that found it?
No, I didn't. No, okay. My mom was going through that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got some suggestions for you. These are approved places that's good to hide money.
And last place you want to go is a panty drawer for a vivid granny. Just saying.
They say the inside of the toilet paper roll, if you have one of those little, the thing that plugs on the wall there.
Yeah.
That little plastic thing. You know how it springs apart all the time?
It's a
hollow plastic thing. You can put money inside there.
Every criminal listening is like, check toilet paper roll.
Okay, well, they're going to have a lot to check when they're done.
How many bills can you get in that little thing? That's not a good one.
I would think hundreds of dollars easily.
Maybe 1,000 at the most.
Okay, well, 1,000's a lot of money, bro.
How many bathrooms do you have?
Well, and then you got to take the spring out. It won't work as good.
No, you don't take the spring out. You just wrap it around the spring.
We don't like that idea. Move on.
All right. Tape it on the back of a drawer. Put it in an envelope and tape the envelope on the back of a drawer.
That's good.
Seen that in movies.
That's a really good spot because who's going to check every drawer to see where your money is, if it's there at all?
And then the tape falls off. Or do you have like two drawers and all of a sudden you can't find something in the top drawer and you look and it's magically wound up in the second drawer?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's magic trick.
What are you doing here?
All right, this is an unusual one. It has some risk involved. But if you take most modern vacuum cleaners and you pull the little front cover off, the bag is in there. Well, you can put a manila envelope in front of that bag with anything you want in that envelope. Private papers, money, whatever you want. The big fear I would have here is someday someone throws that, you know, vacuum cleaner out. Like, oh, that had thousands of dollars in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I hardly ever use a vacuum cleaner.
Well, that's a good point.
Forgotten. there's more dust in my vacuum cleaner than the place in my house.
Now, this is very clever. If you have a stairway, they say you can make one of the treads, pull the little things out, the nails that are holding it in, and put a hinge on it, and it will open up like a little door, and no one will ever think to check and see if your treads have one of them has a door on it.
So are you putting hinges on that?
You like a little really tiny hinges right along the inside edge there.
Now, what if it falls? How far down can it go?
Well, you're going to build a little, like a box underneath it so that it holds it like a drawer.
Oh. That's like a home project. I'd have to. Yeah. Is that on the YouTube where I can figure out how to build one of those?
All right. On the back of a clock hanging on the wall, as long as the clock isn't nice enough that someone would steal it, you could put a fair amount of money back there.
It'd be like BOGO. Yeah. They get the clock off and they're like, there's money back here too.
Yep. They say they have the back of your garage door opener. If you ever go up there, it has the plastic thing.
Yeah.
And it's like it pulls off. It just pulls off, and there's a ton of space back there, especially by the light bulb. You can put it in there.
All of these are great, but the problem is I forget where I set my keys, and I set them in the same place every day when I get home.
It's true.
I would forget this money.
Okay, absolutely. Here's one that might be good. They make fake containers to go in your fridge. It looks like a mayonnaise jar.
That's good.
But yeah, it actually is dry and clean inside, and you can put it in there. No one is going to go through your fridge and look through all of your containers.
Yes, and that actually looks used.
Like, yeah, it looks like there's like a spoon jar has gone through it before.
But they also make the fake like shaving cream, the fake right, the soft drinks that you unscrew the bottom. So there's several options
Is that
there
to try to sneak liquor into a concert or something?
Or on a cruise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They say also a lot of times when you pull a drawer out, there's a space underneath it.
Yeah.
Between it there and the floor. And that is a good place to store extra money or valuables.
Hey, speaking of a drawer, just put it in the drawer in the kitchen that has a potato masher. They'll never get that drawer.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be there days later as you walk in. Like, I can't get this drawer open.
And if you're asleep at night, it's kind of like a little alarm going off. It's
All right, Tori, do you think anyone was able to write all those down?
I forgot them.
No, see, I think we're safe.
Don't forget the freezer. You could wrap it up in foil and put it like into a pea bag
That's
or a
true.
Vegetable
but
bag.
But people say that. I mean, everybody knows that hiding place
Who's
now.
Who's going to go through a freezer while they're looking through a house?
Some of them get hungry sometimes.
Yeah, but you got to thaw that out.
It's like, Carl, make me a sundae in there if you don't mind. Two scoops ice cream.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I'm going to teach us some new slang, I think, but it's actually old slang. History's full of it, fascinating old slang terms that some people want to bring back and see what you think. Here's some, for example. These are well overdue, and people want to make a comeback with these. Wet sock. He's no wet sock. That's an uncomfortable feeling or a dull person or thing. You know when you have wet socks? You know that feeling. It's just not comfortable. He's an old wet sock. Would that be a good one to bring back?
No.
Okay. Happy cabbage. Have you heard that one?
Never.
All right. Sizable amount of money to be spent on self-satisfying things. Got me some happy cabbage from work today. I'm going to go spend some on Amazon.
You sound like you were born in the 1920s.
I like that phrase.
Okay.
I like it. Happy cabbage. I'm a happy cabbage.
How about pangwangle? Pangwangle.
When is this from?
Ouch. Okay, I don't know exactly when it's from, but it is to live with a long, to live or go along cheerfully in spite of a minor misfortune. For example, had a little pangwangle on the way to work, got a speeding ticket.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, pangwangle.
It doesn't sound anything like what you would think that definition should be.
You almost want to go to the doctor for it, right?
Kinda.
Yes. My wangle's pain.
Yeah. Wow. Right over here on the side, doc. I got a little pangwangle there. Focus your audio.
That is to focus audio means listen carefully. You know, someone's not paying attention. Oh. It's like you want to get their attention. They're on the cell phone. Hey, focus your audio right now, buddy.
I thought you were speaking a different language for a minute. It did not sound like focus your audio. It sounded like focus your audio. And I was like, oh, what is that, Italian?
I'm going to use that one.
It's like you're playing Mario. Yeah, focus your audio. That's good.
Yeah, I have to tell my friends, I'll be talking to them. I'm like, and nobody's even listening to me. I do that in here.
Yeah.
What?
I'll have a conversation and not one
focus
person.
Focus your audio, y'all.
Focus your audio.
All right. All the slang terms that people want to make a comeback, flub the dub. Flub the dub. I just think some of these terms are fun to say, but it's to evade one's duty.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flub the dub.
I'm going to flub the dub in here.
There you go. Give someone the wind.
Oh.
This is an old term.
Like crop dusting.
No, it doesn't mean that, but it actually means to jilt a suitor or cast aside a person you're dating. I'm going to give someone the wind. Yeah.
I'm going to let him float in the wind away from me.
That also might, I can kind of see the similarities, though, Cato. You know?
Yeah. They'll leave.
I'm getting rid of that one. All right. Don't sell me the dog. You've heard that old slang term.
Huh? No.
Don't lie to me.
Oh.
Don't lie to me is what that one means. Fancy way of saying don't lie to me.
You've really heard that before?
Don't sell the dog. These are old, old.
Well, you said some of these are Victorian. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
What did the dog lie about?
Nothing. It's like, yeah. Okay, moving on.
What?
Whooper-ups. It's a Victorian area. This is a whooper-ups.
Hey, oh, I'm a whooper-up. Yeah. Good if she said something else.
Okay, I'll give it to you in a sentence. Like, Tom is a whooper-ups at church.
Grumpy.
No, no. Inferior noisy singer.
Oh. It's like,
yeah. I feel that too on Sundays. You're sitting there singing.
You can't lip sync.
I'm that guy's a whooper ups right there. Sometimes you do have to lip sync though.
Yeah.
You just kind of move your mouth because you don't know that song.
You say watermelon.
But someone's looking over and like, his heart's not in it. Look, he's not even singing. So you got to at least move your lips a little bit. Okay. Door knocker. Door knocker is an old slang term.
That's, everyone knows that. It's a thing on your door. That you go knock, knock, knock.
Actually, it has to do with beards. It's the type of beard where they leave a little patch right down here, and they got the handlebar mustache, and it looks like a door knocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an old slang. All right, Tom is so amused by this. Let me keep going.
Oh, great.
Yeah. A fly ring is an old slang term for someone that's bald-headed.
What?
Fly ring, which I don't get that one, but maybe
it's a cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay.
It's got the ring around their head, I guess.
How about a giggle mug? Giggle mug is someone that's always smiling, like Tom. Giggle mug almost sounds like a creature from Narnia or Harry Potter. That's the old giggle mug right there. Hey, Cato can be this one, all right? Lean way. Lean way is someone who is tipsy and could actually lean over.
Not this morning.
That guy's old lean way over there. Look, he's been hitting the sauce too much.
It sounds better than drunk.
Yeah. Here you go. Final one. Cluck and grunt. This is an old slang term. It's a food slang term. Cluck and grunt.
Chicken.
Yeah. Cluck and grunt refers to ham and eggs.
Oh, ham. Yeah. Nothing with a chicken. Oh, well, eggs.
You go to Waffle House and like, I have that cluck and grunt special if you don't mind.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Because pigs grunt.
Yeah.
And then, I don't hate that. I like that.
And then the chicken, you know, clucks. See, you can have fun with some of these old terms.
Yeah.
What if you want like a steak and eggs? Cluck and moo?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
About to have Torture Tuesday, we were talking about an activity where you make noise to show approval, like eating cake, y'all. You're like, that's so good. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, you get a massage, someone's giving you, it feels great. And then we talked about at a hair salon, like when you get your, it feels so good when you get your, you know, hair shampooed. So we've decided to send Cato out this morning to have a little fun with our Torture Tuesday.
All right, Cato, you are at a haircut place, and you're just going to walk in. Hopefully, you won't have to wait very long, and we're going to have you get your haircut, and we want you to have the best shampoo experience anyone has ever had at a haircut place. We want you to start moaning and groaning as
if it's the most sensuous thing you've ever done. And feel free to do Tom's little trick, like he said the other day, stare into the person's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are there a lot of people inside?
I have not looked yet.
Okay.
And I'm standing off to the side. Oh, it's quiet.
Is there a lot of women in there?
Yes, there's some in here.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, was wanting to find out if I could just get a haircut. How long the wait would be if I were to go ahead?
I can take you right now if you want.
Awesome.
That's good, Kato.
Ask her about a shampoo first.
Do you shampoo first?
I do. Come on over. We'll shampoo you first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, Kato, are they taking you into like a different section or?
Are you in there?
Yes.
He can't say a lot.
I've been before where it's like the front part of the store is the hair cutting seats, and then right behind it is like the sink.
The bowl, well, maybe the bowl can come down just a tad.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, just the top part. Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
That better?
Oh, yeah, that feels great.
Is your hair wet? Is it getting wet?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels good. The water's just warming up.
All right. Here in a minute, just start moaning.
You might give her a hint now, like, that feels really good.
That feels really good. Yeah, this is my favorite part of getting a haircut.
Shampoo?
Yeah.
Mine too.
And hers too.
Okay.
Not much longer.
Now, when she starts lathering up, Cato, that's when you need to start getting crazy.
Oh, that smells good. That shampoo smells good. What kind is that shampoo?
That is Paul Mitchell Tea Tree.
Oh, Tea Tree. Oh, that feels awesome.
Tea Tree, like a Petri dish?
Like a Petri dish.
Pick a what?
Peachy dish, peach tree.
Oh, peach tree.
Yeah, okay, Kato's dark moaning.
Oh, yeah. I like your nails, how they, the nails just, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that feels awesome on the back of my neck, the way you're just rubbing it. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh.
What is she doing?
Oh, yeah.
Look into her eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, you all right? Oh, wow. You all right? Oh, yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh. I'm glad you're enjoying that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like I said, this is my favorite part of getting a haircut.
Do something that sounds like a cat.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I haven't had anybody enjoy it. What's that like? Oh, I'm just, if I were a little baby kitten, I'd be purring like crazy.
She's
right got to
be creeped out right now. All right, Kato, do like a.
Oh, are you rinsing already?
I am.
Oh, she's hurrying.
With the conditioner. That's a good part, too.
Oh, yeah, you get the conditioner.
Okay, now this time do it so loud that the people and the women around you
are starting to look
real loud, okay?
So what kind of conditioner you got there?
It's Paul Mitchell.
Oh,
the detangler.
I think Paul is my favorite. Oh, wow.
All right, Kato, real loud this time.
Oh, oh yeah.
Ride him, cowboy.
Woo!
You have this done quite often?
Oh, not often enough. Oh, wow.
All right, I want a loud moan.
Oh, you make my toes curl up on the end.
Yes, I'll take that as a compliment.
It's a compliment. I'm going to be tipping well today. Sorry, I get a little overboard sometimes.
It's all right. It happens.
It happens. Does it really?
Does it really?
Not very often.
Oh.
Not quite like that, but every once in a while.
Okay, Kato, now here's the key. When she's done and she offers to do the haircut, just like, I think I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're making my leg kick like a dog. I'm sorry. Did you get it dry enough?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Come on over to the chair. We'll dry it.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are we going to do to your hair?
Actually, I just enjoyed the washing.
Okay. You want me to dry it then for you?
No, it looks good. Actually, would it be possible to wash it again?
I can't do that. I've got people waiting.
Oh.
She's creeped out now, Kato. Just get out of there.
If you're not going to get it cut, then I think we probably need to finish up because I've got other people.
All right.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and bring you on up and check you out if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Are other people looking at you, Kato?
Everybody's staring. What's the cost just for the wash? Since I didn't get a haircut today.
It's going to be $12.99.
For just the wash?
$12.99.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, thank
you. Oh, she did not put up with your crap, did she?
I don't blame her.
She was nice when you were in that chair, but she kicked your butt out.
Have a good day.
And did you take appointments if I want to make another appointment for later?
We don't. We just accept walk-ins.
Just walk-in. All right, thank you.
Was it worth it, Kato?
Yes.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had some fun Torch Tuesday. Cato went to a hair salon and made some really weird noises while he's getting his hair washed.
It looks good. Your hair looks really good.
It doesn't look cut, but it looks freshly washed.
I'm relaxed.
You sound relaxed when you were in there.
She did not put up with any of your shenanigans at the end.
No, I think she was all business.
Well, you know, when it comes to hair salons, they can refuse or end service for a variety of reasons. I don't think moaning while you're getting your hair done. Was one of them.
I think it actually is.
It wasn't mentioned in here. It's just weird. That's a weird behavior.
I think they could definitely end it for that if they wanted to. She kind of cut things off.
Could be client behavior. I guess it could fall under that category, or health and safety concerns, all kinds of reasons.
I would say client behavior would nail that one.
And when it comes to client behavior, rudeness or aggression. He wasn't rude or aggressive.
He was overly excited.
Okay, but let's talk about, like, folks that go in there, if they are rude or they are aggressive because you've messed up their hair, the salon can say, hey, I don't want to tolerate this behavior. You're not, you know, allowed here anymore.
Well, if at that point, then they've gotten a free haircut out of it.
I told you, a stylist told me one time that she was in the middle of cutting this woman's hair, or doing her hair, and she'd always complained every time she come in, and she was just complaining nonstop that same day.
Yeah.
And she said she was halfway done, and she stopped and said, get out.
Oh.
Halfway done with her hair, she kicked her out of the salon and said, don't come back.
That's okay. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
They say they can refuse service if you bring prohibited guests. Like, some salons won't allow you to bring your kids to the salon. And if you bring your kids there because they're running around, you know, making noise and running around the chairs.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to get up and chase them in the middle of a cut.
Yeah. That's true.
And salons are upscale, a lot of them now.
Yeah, they're fancy. You
know, yeah, fancy.
Lateness or no-shows. If you repeatedly arrive late to your appointment, messing up the schedule, they can refuse you at that point. Canceling any appointments in the future.
You know, I have hairdressers in my family, and a friend of mine goes to my sister, and she keeps calling or missing her appointments, and I'm like, you need to stop that. I can tell you, I'm not a stylist, but I can tell you, you keep missing your appointment because you don't write it down.
Well, yeah.
It's messing them up.
All right. So,
well, they're losing money. That's time that they had expected to make money.
Right.
All right. And refusing to pay is another reason. Speaking of money, failure to pay for services rendered is a form of theft. And a salon is within its rights to refuse service and pursue legal action if you don't like your haircut or whatever. It's like, I'm not going to pay you for that.
See, and I've had it where he messed me up so bad. I was almost in tears at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But I paid him. I tipped him. I just never went back.
Yeah, that's, it's hair. It will grow back to normal.
Yeah. And I it's so awkward to like address it. What am I supposed to say? Thank you for the past hour and a half of your time. Also, I hate this. So it's going to be another hour and a half to fix it.
Well, I think this is stupid as crap to tell us that a salon can refuse to serve you if you didn't pay. We knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, intoxication. If you come in, you're too tipsy, and you're getting your hair styled or whatever, they can refuse to do service there.
I've drank while getting my hair done. They offered me.
Oh.
They offered me a drink.
A little
mimosa
salon. Or something. Wasn't like a
it
beer.
It was a beer.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. So I'm like, sure, if it comes with it.
I like that. I would go there.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea for a new business.
Let's face it, it's a barber shop.
I got my hair cut recently, and he was having drinks himself, the barber.
Yeah.
I went to a barber shop.
Okay.
And he was having drinks.
And that's awesome.
Of course, inappropriate behavior is something that they can kick you out for as well. Any kind of comments. And I guess maybe, we'll get the Cato's Torture Tuesday this week, the hairstyle.
The sounds were enough to have me kicked out.
Yeah. And unrealistic expectations were mentioned.
A stylist can refuse to, like, if you have a request and you desire and they can't do that, it's like, I can't.
That's how I go in and I show Bobby the picture and I'm like, is this doable? And he'll say yes or no. And I'm like, you get as close as you can. Then I'm like, you know what you're doing. I don't. So you just tell me.
I like to take a picture of some hot actor and say, I want this. And they're like, oh, the style looks good. I'm like, no, the whole face.
Yeah.
You do it all.
I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is America. They can refuse you for any reason. They don't have to have a reason. They just don't want to cut your hair. They don't want to cut your hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bailey
yeah.
Lavender, we've had her on the show. She's got an entire series on TikTok about just horrible guests.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical.
I mean, if they don't want to cut your hair, why would you want them to cut your hair?
Exactly,
that's
Kato.
A good point.
Because I'll cut it to where you're not going to want to come back.
Yeah. Well, we have some more great ideas planned in the future for Kato.
Great.
Yeah, because I think your armpits need a little trimming.
They do.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.